Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back, Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 732-5563. If I could only show you what was going on. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really where we want to be, is it not? Because if you're not part of the solution, people, I know you're here every night, and there's a reason why you're hearing it every night. Because you're not moving on it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. Sonya Schmidt's going to join me in a few minutes. And, you know, I always appreciate her time with me. But you had a very... You've already heard this. You've been hearing about this all day long. But you had a very dark message last night. Remember the guy that was going to unite all of us? Going to get us all together on the same page? Going to make us all feel like we belonged? I mean, but here's the thing. He really thinks he's doing it. The team around him thinks he's doing it. Yeah, I know. Just jump right in, but I don't really care. And it only goes to shit. The mindset has to be one. Truly has to be one that says what we're doing, truly what we're doing, is what we believe to be truth, and the way we pull everybody together is to regulate. We're going to talk a lot about this in the second hour. Regulate their freedoms. I mean, really. When I heard bits and pieces of it today, obviously I didn't hear the whole thing. And by the way, thank you for understanding. I'm out doing my civic duty. Are you doing yours? Okay. As some of you know, I'm on a school board. This is election season for me. Out pounding away, trying to make sure I get reelected. I hope that I get reelected, put it that way. Right? Because you got progressives that are stepping up to think they have all the answers. They're going to make it right. They're going to make life better because they're going to give you everything you want while teaching you about things that you have no business learning in school. But that's later. And I'll get into this, right? Over 42 times, Joey B. mentioned how bad MAGA and conservatives and Republicans were. Right? Get in line or else. Anyone who doesn't swallow the pill, Joey B.'s pill, bad. Just bad. Our founding fathers had a different mindset. You'll hear more about that in the next hour. How come he never mentioned Antifa or BLM or any of the others as being bad? Silence is acceptance. Isn't that what they used? They used that the whole time Trump was in president. So Joey B being silent about it means that he's okay with Antifa and BLM and so forth. That was the most demagogic, outrageous, divisive speech I have heard from an American president. Biden basically declared war on anybody who opposes him, his agenda, or pushes back. Apparently, he has not read the Declaration of Independence, let alone the Constitution. On the other hand, Trump, and they're gooing over his speech. And on the other hand, Trump calls out how great America is. He calls out our enemies overseas. He stomps on illegals coming over the border with the drugs and all that other stuff. He wants to secure the border to keep Americans safe. And he's the bad man. It only goes to show you where their mind is at. There is no other excuse. And look at that background of his. Demonic. To me, it looked a combination of being demonic and embracing communism. And he was in front of Independence Hall for real? Trump never called half the country his enemy or bad people. The Dems do all the time. They call the 70-plus million a voter for Trump and probably more. Calls them enemies. Enemies. How's that? How does that pull us together? He addressed the nation last night. The president of these United States addressed the nation last night, and many in the mainstream media didn't even air it. Why? Maybe they got the transcript up front. Maybe they knew what was going to be said, and they realized how Americans would respond, because even Americans on the other side of the aisle are not happy with that speech last night. But they don't know. They don't care. The administration, they won't. They won't think twice about it. And I think that's great. I keep telling you guys, leave them alone. Let them hang themselves before the election. And they will do so. They can't help themselves. I'm not making fun in that light. I'm saying they truly can't help themselves. And the White House is defending the presence of the Marines. So you had the Marines. You had a kind of a dark, ominous presence in the background, right? Then you have the Marines back there. Well, why would you have Marines? I've never seen that before. And again, they're now stepping up, or the White House is stepping up, and they're defending the presence of the Marines, right? He said they're positioning during the primetime speech was to demonstrate the president's respect for service members, really. So standing behind him at attention all the time is showing respect. Wow. Spin. Spin to the spin, spin, spin. So was your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Tony Schmidt right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I am back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Out doing my civic duty last night and the night before. And the night before that, actually. So for three nights, you guys were without me. Hopefully they treated you well. You know, and again, I've been telling you guys, get involved, get engaged, make a difference. I'm telling you, the input that I got from people I ran into was just amazing. Just astounding as to, and these are people that are Democrats, Republicans, not, you know, people that don't want to tell you what they are, all of that. was really cool and really great. But let me bring her in because I always enjoy her insight. Sonia Smith joins me. Yeah, right. They kick off the party for the weekend. Although, where you're at, I don't know what it's like. But let me tell you what. It hit 111 here today. Oh, sure. Laugh at me. What was it where you're at? Like 92 or something? I mean, I'm sitting here going, really? Seriously?
Now, listen, I'm in the South, and it's only 80 degrees, 78 to 80 degrees.
Wow, come on. Seriously?
It's so pleasant. I can't tell you, and I'm very...
Please don't tell me. Why would you ruin the rest of my day?
Because everything else in the country is going bad. Why can't I have a little bit of this? It's lovely. And I spent most of my childhood in Georgia.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. My family's from Georgia. And we would travel throughout the United States, and that's when I fell in love with America. And then we would land in Georgia, and then we'd work our family farm for months. And during the worst months ever,
August.
And, yeah, July, August, September, where the bugs were as big as pterodactyls. And it was scary times. But I have to tell you that the weather for the past 2 months that I've been here has been increased. It's just been amazingly just tolerable.
Yeah, but it's, you know, and Georgia is very pretty in the season, is it not?
So, well, I don't know about the seasons because, like I said, when I was a child, it was all summer. But the trees, the amount of trees are just amazing. We don't have that. And we do have trees in California, but it ain't like Georgia. It is, you could turn up a street and it's completely shrouded with trees. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm always...
It's really very beautiful.
Yes. It is amazing to me, some of those southern states, and even the states of New England this time of year.
Yeah.
You know, we just took a whole segment to talk about the weather. So tell me if there's anything good to talk about, right?
It's much better than talking about what's going on with the world.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Joey B., with that communistic, demonic set behind him. I mean, he's at Independence Hall. Independence Hall's colors are like white and green and all of that. And last night he had this demonic-looking background. I think he was missing with flames, frankly. But he had this demonic-looking background.
Can I ask you a question, Rick?
What's that?
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, please?
You got me too. Yeah.
So, are you saying that he did that speech in Independence Hall?
He did it right in front of Independence Hall. Talk about a slap in the face, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I knew that would throw you over the top. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. One of the Tea Party speeches that I did, and one of the speakers there was the late, great Andrew Breitbart.
Right.
He was there as well, but I spoke in front of that building, and I had no idea... Watching that speech last night, as much as I could tolerate, was the front of it, because like you said, it was so demonic, it was so dark, and it was so purposeful. I worked in television for 100 years. You don't change the look of something unless it's intentional. And that was dark and demonic and crazy.
If you wanted to be patriotic last night, if that what you were trying to do is pull people together, that was not the way to do it. It was 180 degrees from the way to do it. There he is in front of Independence Hall, an upbeat, historic place to be. And what's he doing? He makes it look like a communistic, you know, one of those parade stanchions that they used to get on. And how did that help anybody? It helped absolutely. It helped his own team. That's it.
Do you really think that that was his purpose?
I don't.
Was to pull people together?
No.
It was to really speak to the left-leaning, the most left-leaning people of his party. I don't know that there's enough people in that party, on that side, that you would need to attract. But my gut feeling, and I think that a lot of people's gut feelings, whether you're independent, you're Democrat, or you have to look at that and you get a visceral feeling of this thing, right? There's something wrong with what we're looking at here. And what we were looking at, like you said, the set, the setting, the tone with the military behind and the military behind him, it was like there's something wrong here. Whether you could verbalize it or not, I think that your gut said that there's something wrong here.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. I've never every presidential speech, comment, whatever you want to call it, is always draped by a gazillion flags. It's bright. It's a red, white, and bluish, if you would.
Oh, come now.
But
how could they do that?
I said white.
America.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Why would they do that?
He's not interested. He doesn't love this country. He could care less about this country. He can only care about what goes in his pocket, what's good for him, and what he perceives to be good for his party. That's it.
Exactly. Whatever China tells him he's supposed to do is what he does.
Oh, hey, look. I agree with you there. Totally agree with you there.
But well, for the past 40 years, 50, 60 years, we've been told to hate America. So why would he be draped in the red, white, and blue? That's not his background. That's not his backdrop. That's not his scenery.
We got to go for commercial, but have you ever seen in a speech, unless you were honoring Marines, have you ever seen a president give a speech with Marines standing in the background?
All right, we'll talk about that on the other side.
Your head's going to explode. Don't let that happen. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The IRS says it inadvertently posted what is normally confidential information involving about 120,000 individuals before discovering the error and removing the data from its website.
I don't consider any Trump supporter.
country.
President Biden making that remark one night after he delivered a primetime speech where Biden insisted threats to democracy include people who call for violence and those who don't denounce it, along with those who refuse to acknowledge an election result. President Biden calling them MAGA Republicans who don't respect the Constitution. Biden also calling them fascists this week. Multiple reports say the college football playoff is set to expand from 4 to 12 teams. The new model expected to start in 2026. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Who doesn't like swing music? It's going to be pretty dull if you don't like swing music. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always love it when you're with me. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Sonja Schmidt joins me. She does. I bet you don't like swing music, do you? I can tell by the look on your face.
Oh, I'm not that. Because I'm a girl, and I don't have my backdrop, and I don't have my lighting and all that, because I'm in Georgia. I'm in another place.
She's in Georgia.
I'm in Georgia, so I don't get to do my thing the way I typically do, so I hope your guests don't mind it.
The way she things it, I guess, whatever it's called at that point.
So now I have to rely on brain. And not backdrops, and I don't like that, but okay.
No, you don't need a backdrop. You're fine, just fine. We were talking about the demonic, communistic backdrop from Joey B.
Yes, indeedy duty. And I think that a lot of people, whether you're independent, Democrat, or... I hope that Republicans and conservatives got a visceral feeling that wasn't right. You had the military behind you, and I felt really bad for those military guys behind Biden that had to hold still and, you know, hold that posture. Maybe he found two that believed in what he said. But it was a frightening image that it was sort of, it sort of said that the military is behind me. And if you don't toe the line, we are going to rise up against you. We're going to use... We've already seen how the FBI, we've already seen how people, these departments would rise up against you. But that was a visual of how they will. And they weren't ashamed to use it. That red and that black, it looked like he could have been doing that speech in hell.
You know, I said earlier, I don't know if you caught it, I said the only thing he was missing was flames. That was it.
That's the only... That's so funny that you say that. The only thing he was missing was flames. But you know what? The left doesn't see that. The left is so...
Maybe
you're just like...
Do they care?
I don't think that... Well, it's not just a point of them caring. I don't think that they get it. They don't get it. They don't see that and go, ooh, this is kind of creepy.
You're so nice. You are so much nicer than I am. Because I'm sitting here saying to myself, you know, no way, no how. They know exactly what's going on. Are they? If they're that dull that they don't know what's happening, that's a problem.
No, certainly some do. And the ones who promoted that and the ones who designed the sets and the ones who... Those guys get it. The Susan Rices, they get it. They know what they're doing. The Kamalas, you know, once she stops cackling, she's like, ah, that's wonderful.
Is it Kamala or Kamala or...
Whatever.
Or Carmel. I don't know what to call her anymore.
But I'll be honest with you. I know some mainstream Democrats... Look at that, and they don't see the problem in that set looking like it was in the heart of hell. Because they're godless, soulless ghouls. They don't know they are.
You're stealing my lines. All my good ones, too.
Not ghouls, I add to it. No. Godless, soulless ghouls. And they don't know that they're watching something that is so dark. They don't know because they are dark.
They're being taught that all this God stuff is a bunch of hooey. There's no demonic fight.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And the minute you bring this up, you're the bad guy. Because the left has done an incredibly great job in demonizing God, demonizing the right, demonizing the military, demonizing America. So when you see when you say anything like that, you're the bad guy.
No,
how do you fight against this? You just have to.
My mantra. And here's my mantra. Every time they sit there and tell you that you're wrong, your God doesn't exist. You conservatives are wrecked. We in the past always said, just let it go. It's not a big. No, you don't let it go anymore. You turn around and say, really, we're wrecked. You're the ones that don't allow 12-year-olds to have their wanker cut off because they feel like a girl when they're really a boy without their parents knowing about it. You're
luckily,
the one. Right, but now we have to start hitting it hard, not letting them get away with it.
Exactly.
All right.
And I said this during the Obama administration. Luckily, he was as sloppy and in-your-face as he was. So it was like, there are some... Fight, people. But now it's even more so. They want to mutilate our children without our consent. They want to teach our children, they want to teach our white children that they should be guilty and that they're wrong and that black children are victims. And they want to open our borders for people who can vote for them. There's just any number of things that you can go down the line and say, these are these people that they're doing. So we have to stand up and fight and say no more, whether we're willing to say it or not. I'm teaching, I'm homeschooling my grandchild.
Who's, very cool.
It's something very that I've cool. talked to.
Yep.
Oh, it's a lot of work, but I talk about it every week when I'm on your show. And last week when I was talking to him, we're doing the Civil War. And he says, well, what do I do? Because I talked to him. I said, people are going to be very anti-American. They're going to say all these things. And he goes, well, what do I do? You know, I just want to take a middle line so I'm not in any trouble because people are on this side and people are on that side.
Yeah.
I don't listen. So I say, I just want to give you the facts, and I want you to know that people are anti-American. And whether you choose to stand up, and I said, look, Granny stands up and fights against what they say. But you may not be comfortable with that. But at least you'll have a different point of view. And then even if you decide to keep your mouth shut, it'll give you some sort of frame of reference for critical thinking. You don't have to fight if that's not your spirit, but you will know the truth, and that's what matters. And then you can make your decisions based on that. Because he said today, he goes, when I get old enough and I decide to vote, I'm going to come to you.
See, now you get two votes. That's cool.
Exactly.
Oh, so, God.
It's very interesting that our country, for several years, for so many years, have been told a lie. And
and gotten away with it. Come on, call it what it is.
And gotten away with it.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to teach him the truth. And you could decide. You can decide. I mean, I can't say you're wrong because he loves me. He loves his relatives. You know, what side do I choose? This is a lousy position we put children in.
Oh yeah, yeah, no question about.
This is lousy.
You and I talked about this once before. You know, they're in school. They're with their teacher. They love their teacher. Think he or she is just wonderful. And here you are, Grammy or Mommy, and you're saying, "Look, your teacher is wrong." What your teacher is teaching you is wrong.
Exactly.
No.
It's so difficult. But look where the left has taken us. And they've divided us so much. Families and cultures and genders. And it's just...
There's too many genders. I'm so confused. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Got to do a commercial unless you're paying. Joe, I'm your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Girl, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, people. Because if you're, there's any other way, it's a problem. I want you part of the solution, and you know what? Then we go, then we do better. If you don't ever get involved, if you don't ever engage, if you don't ever push back, look around, because this is the way it's going to be. Again, I say 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Here she is. Yeah, really, don't move. I got her right there. Sonia Schmidt joins us, and she does it, really kind of helps us kick off the party. Yes, it's a party. Stop it. I knew what you were going to say before you said it. Anyway.
I'm too old to party.
What are you whining about now? What is that? I said, what are you whining about now? What did you say?
No, I just said I'm too old to party, but I will. I'm so happy to be here because I feel like when I was a new mom and I only talked to little infants, and I was like, oh, I don't know how to talk to a grown-up, so this is my one chance to talk to grown-ups and try to appeal to grown-ups. So sorry if I don't use my big girl words on your show, but it's because I am so used to talking to, you know, a youngin.
Youngins. I like that.
Yeah, it is, really. I'm back at the point, and I thought this was all over. I thought that once I became a grandparent, this was going to be over, and I'll be sophisticated, and I'll travel, and I'll be somebody. And now I'm back into the world of my grandson, who was 10, and I'm homeschooling, and I'm dealing with his group of Zoom kids, who are all the, you know, 9, 10, 12, 11 year olds. You know what? I totally dig them. But as a woman, as a single person, my God, I kind of would like to talk to a grown-up every once in a while.
No, I got it. I hear you. You know, and again, I look at this stuff, or I look at what's going on out there and say, you've got a unique situation there. Now, you may not think so, but I do. And you've got a situation where you've got a young man that you get to, you know, be with every day, that you get to talk with every day, that he looks at you and trusts you, and you can turn around whatever it is he's learning at the school, or has learned at the school, I'm trying to put this nicely, so that you can actually have an influence on what he's saying and what he's doing.
Wow.
Where he's at. Right?
Yeah, that, when you said that, it just, like, sparked something in me that, I teach him to be chivalrous, which is something that I think that because of feminism that we've lost and that we've taken as something that's evil and wrong and we could do things. But I, just today when we were at the museum, I have him open my door for me, and then two elderly women were coming up right after me, and he thought it was okay just to open the door for me, and I says, no, hold the door open for them, and he kept the door open for them, and okay, so here's the twist on this story. This is a terrible thing to say, but because we're in the South, and he's a young black boy, I'm like, and he doesn't see color. This kid, he's not there.
I'm told that that's a racist statement.
It is. And I'm telling you that it doesn't escape me.
Okay.
As a conservative, as a black, it doesn't escape me. And I'm in the South. So when I say, no, hold this door open for these two elderly white women, I see them as two elderly white women. He doesn't. All I've taught him is that you, as a male, you hold the door open for women.
Period.
And he, period. And I'm glad to teach him that. But I have to say, the left has put so much focus on color and gender and it's just like, it's so hard to live through this stuff. But no. I had him, he knows he's got to open the door for me.
Right.
But in the South, when I'm in Georgia, and I have him open the, keep it open for these elderly women, it's out of respect and that you're a gentleman, you're a young man. I love the term that you use. You're a young man, and you hold the door open for women, and let's not get color into it. Let's not. So I didn't say anything to him about it.
It's funny, but no, don't skip over something. A couple of things you said it's really funny because if I'm walking around the store, what have you, and a little boy does something, you know, that deserves a little recognition, I go, you know, what a nice little boy, or great job, little boy, or whatever. You say that to a black boy in the South.
You cannot say that.
As innocent as it is, it has a whole different meaning, right?
It has a whole different meaning, and I have a girlfriend who's from London. She's from England, and she says boy, and she doesn't understand the history behind that word here in America.
But isn't it? But is that not sad? And it creates two languages. I would now most of the time I will say young man. I will call all the little guys young man. If they're really, really, really small, I might call them, you know, that little boy, whatever. But it's sad
because
that we have to have two sets of languages,
boys.
Right?
But isn't that what the left has done, is they've taken language, which is what people in totalitarian, tyrannical places have done, or regimes have done, is they take the language and they change it. It's okay to be a boy. It's okay to be a girl. I mean, what's happened to... I mean, I have to say, looking at black culture, boys aren't allowed to be boys. Once they jump into young malehood, then that's when you get into things that it's just far beyond their scope. And then we have a lot of problems.
Yep.
There's a lot of fun and joy to be had from being a boy and from being a girl. And it's sad that we don't get to have that anymore. When I was, I don't know if I have time to say this, but.
You got about 2 minutes.
Okay. One of the things that I used to love to do, that my ex-husband and I used to do, is we would watch the Maury Povich show because we loved depravity. We loved depravity. But when we'd see these women, these black women acting out, and they were so broad, and they were so angry, and they were so ignorant, if you will, and sometimes I would cry, and my ex-husband would go, "What's that?" And I said, "I'm crying because these women aren't awful people. These women weren't allowed to be women. They are hurting. They weren't allowed to be girls. They weren't allowed to be cherished. They weren't allowed to deal with life as a young girl should be allowed to live, and this is the result. This outrageous behavior is what you get from that. And I think that that's what happens, is when we skip over boyhood and girlhood, which is what we were originally talking about, and we put people into this existence of being more quote-unquote mature than they are, they're not. And
no, we want, you know, it's funny you should say that, because I just had this argument with somebody over our founding fathers and their kids and how young our founding fathers were. And I said, you know what the difference was? Those kids knew how to speak Latin. Those kids knew trigonometry at 14, 15, and 16. Okay?
Let me tell you something. If you looked at the handwriting of slaves, of people who had gotten out of slavery, and they were writing to their wives to try... we couldn't write that gracefully.
No, somebody said to me, it's not my idea, but somebody already said it to me. He said, look, 100 years ago, we've gone from teaching Latin and Greek in high schools to teaching remedial English in college.
Oh, please.
We're enlightened.
Please. We said that they should be able to do Ebonics, okay? Yeah. I was teaching my grandson to do, to write his name in cursive, and I went to an expo that was for homeschooling.
You only got 30 seconds. Go, go, go.
Why teach cursive writing? Nobody does that anymore. And I'm like, oh, it's so sad. I've seen slaves with better manuscripts, with better handwriting.
Right. All right. Excellent. You're going to run out of time. You know, you can always hang out longer, but I know you got to get to bed. Up to you.
Oh, that is so evil. I can stay on another 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
We've
got to stick to the commercial. I got to pay for the show unless you're cutting checks. All right. Sonya Schmidt will be with us. Sonya Schmidt will be with us in the next segment. I think you'll enjoy yourself. I promise. Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
I'll
you're
try.
Listening to the Joe Messina Show. You got to be quieter and shut your mic off. Be right back.